coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your Excelsior couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, September 10th, 2012.
And this is episode 74.
74 and Excelsior.
Excelsior.
I think I say it better than you.
You do. You do say it a lot better than I do.
Excelsior.
Yep. But I know it probably didn't make sense to what
how
I used it, but.
No, it's fine.
Excelsior. I can't say it right. Yeah, I can't say it like Scott and Brian.
Well, we've missed you guys. We've been gone for 2 whole weeks.
I know.
We were really busy.
Yeah, it's been... We recorded Monday before
Dragon Ken.
And then we had the following Monday off. And today, here we are. And I'm on call. Happy, joy, go lucky. And we had to start late because I had a call that came up. So there's still a chance
He's on call, but he's doing good. He's not... grumpy or anything.
Have you noticed since we've been here in our home, I have gotten better about my attitude about being on call?
Yeah, you have. That's because you like being stuck in this house.
Yeah. Well, it got to a point too where I was like, oh man, you know, I don't have a car here. If I want to go out and get something because we're so far out.
Oh, that might, ever since you got the car.
Yeah. So now it's like,
that makes sense.
I don't have to stay at home during lunch. I can actually drive out and go do something. If I need to take care of some errands, like today, you know, I had to take care of, you know, go pay a couple bills and pick up my contacts and stuff like that. And so, I mean, it was nice being able to head out and just kind of ride Black Lightning, you know.
Okay.
And we get to go out and stretch our legs a little bit. So it was nice.
We want to tell you all about what happened during Dragon Con.
Yes, sir.
So I made sure to take notes before, because I would have forgotten everything.
Mm-hmm.
So we drove down there Wednesday.
Right.
We left around 10:30.
Yep.
Got down there around 5.
Yeah, about 4:35. Yep.
My sister got home, and then we went out to eat at, we were trying to choose between this eclectic, Mexican place and soul food. So I chose soul food.
Yeah. So we went to this restaurant called Murray Max Tea Kit, Tea Party. What is it? Tea?
Tea Party.
Well, Murray Max Tea Bistro or something like that.
And I tea room. It's just
tea room.
Tea room.
Yeah, it's a tea room. And it was really weird to.
But it's not a tea room.
No, it's not. That's what kind of threw me off a little bit. But all these famous people that have been down there. Has went. You have your Leonard Nimoy and
Gandhi,
Spock. Gandhi went, and
yeah, a whole bunch of famous people.
Yeah,
but so we got some soul food, mm-hmm. and we were responsible with how much we got, and actually they bring you a whole lot.
Yes, they
and
do.
It comes out in like 5 minutes. It's super fast.
And if it's like your first time going down,
oh yeah,
you get pot liquor.
Pot liquor is kind of like collard green soup.
Yeah. So think of if you do pho or you go to a dumpling house in Asia, if you're not in the high upper room, you know, where all the upper class are, they will bring out the broth that they use to boil dumplings in.
Except pot liquor, it's more flavorful than
right,
that.
Right. But I'm just kind of explain a little bit what, you know, some people that listen may not know what collard greens are, but some people, those people may know what dumplings are.
Okay, collards are like kale. There you go.
Well, that's fine. But, so it's like them bringing the broth around for you to...
Yeah, but there's actual collard greens in it.
Not a lot.
But there are some.
And didn't they also give you crackling cornbread, which has like... Fat back.
Baked into it.
Thick bacon into it.
It's really good. I love
really
fat
good.
Back. Hey, if people don't know what something is, they can Google it.
That's true.
But why Google when we can, you know,
we can
help
just
them
inform
out?
Them. Fatback is good, very fattening, as you can imagine.
Right. So after that, we went to Menchie's. We introduced your sisters to Menchie's.
Oh, wait. That's what we want to talk about, Mary Mac. So we were sitting there eating, right?
Right.
And this woman came over and she put a hand on my shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at her. I was like, and because I like expected to see someone I knew. Why? I don't know. Because we were in a place that I don't live. But I looked up and there's this older white woman. And I was like, I don't know her.
Right.
And then she started talking to me. And then she started rubbing my back, like, briskly, like all on my back. And I was like, mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh, this is so uncomfortable. This person, this stranger, is just rubbing all over me. Then I finally saw her shirt, and I realized she worked there.
Right.
And she actually had a shirt on that said, I got my
back
rubbed and my belly filled at Mary Max.
And they called me honey.
Okay. They called me honey.
Because she came up to you, she's like, hey, honey.
So, yeah. She called everybody honey, and so we all got back rubs. It was interesting.
It was pretty nice.
So then Thursday, sorry.
So, no, then after we left there, we introduced Deidre, Renee's sister, to Menchie's. If you don't have a Menchie's nearby, we talked about this a couple of shows ago, where it's the Froyo, you know, one of the Froyo deals, and it was really good. So we went. We went to Menchie's and everything, and Deidre got to, we exposed her to that. And it was really funny because when we were driving back to her house, on the way back, we passed her dog kennel for Beckham.
Right.
But her dog kennel is in the middle of the red light district.
So there's a male strip club right across the street.
Called
Onyx.
Onyx, yeah.
And there are strip clubs all but down the street, so I laugh. But she said right. She likes the dog kennel, so she's
right
there. It's funny.
Yeah. And then on Thursday, we got up, and we went down to Dragon Con for registration, and we got registered. And then we were standing in line, and the line went pretty good.
Yeah, the line went fast.
Yeah.
I didn't have any complaints. And then we waited the majority of the time going through the maze. Mm-hmm. I mean, it wasn't horrible. It was hot.
Yeah.
Oh, so hot.
Humid.
Oh, it was hot and humid. It was horrible.
Yep.
But actually going up there, it didn't take long at all.
Right.
And then we got in another line. I know we're crazy. We got in another line for to go to the Dragon Con store.
Right. And then before we even got, well, while we're in the line, and before we got all the way inside, standing outside were some ladies, and they were with like the fairy club or something like that. And the lady had on like this fly on this leaf tutu.
Leaf bra.
And a leaf bra.
It wasn't a tutu. It was a skirt.
Well, leaf skirt, tutu.
It's different things, but keep going.
Right. And it's funny, but the slats in the skirt.
Yeah.
Where you can see through them a little bit.
Oh, and not a little bit. You could.
Especially in the back. Because when she turned around, you saw her butt. And it was like, does she have any panties on? And then you kind of see, you know, where she probably had a thong on. And then you're still kind of confused because she came to the front. And Renee and I both are looking.
Yeah. I was like, because I saw her butt. I was like, oh. She doesn't have an underwear on.
Right.
Because I was trying to look at the front to see if there was anything there.
Covering up her goodies.
Yeah. So both Jay and I were staring at this girl's crotch.
Right.
And so as we were getting closer, I kept looking and looking and looking.
Right.
So we got to where we were like really close to her, and I saw that she had lace, you know, nude colored thong.
Right.
So she had underwear on, but she of course she wanted to make it look like she didn't have any, obviously.
Right.
So so her butt was all out, so that was enough for me.
Yeah.
But
and then so we went ahead and we got our tickets for next year also, and it was pretty cool. You know, when you get them, you know like a year out, it's like 50% off what it would normally cost to go. So I mean, it works out great for Renee and I. And it's just something, you know, that we're looking forward to, you know?
Yep, definitely. So we got Dragon Con loot at the store.
We did.
We waited a long time. It was crazy. But we wanted to do that so we wouldn't have to spend time that we could be doing other stuff waiting in line. So we got shirts, which the shirts were amazing this year. They're so cute. They have like all kinds of comic book characters and fantasy characters. Yep. It's awesome. And Jay got a mug.
Yep. I got a mug
Starbucks.
From Starbucks. Atlanta. We got the ornament. We got the Christmas ornament.
We got a cool ornament. Yeah.
And we managed to get two alarm clocks.
Two free alarm clocks because we spent so much money.
Right.
And we bought tickets for next year.
Yep. And we got tickets for next year. So.
So it was good.
Yeah.
And then we had, what do we have? We had shawarma.
Oh, yeah. We did have shawarma for
after
the first
that,
time.
It was okay.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking that other places might have better shawarma. And that would be awesome.
Yep.
So maybe we'll try shawarma somewhere else. I wonder if they have any in Louisville.
Right.
We should try to search them out. But
I'm
going to
take
pretty
a
good.
Quick moment and I want to say hi to our live studio audience. So we have Nick and Realtar watching us tonight. So
hi, Nick.
What's
hi,
going
Realtar.
On? Thanks for hanging out with us and everything tonight and being around. And this probably worked out for some people that usually don't
that
get to
we're
watch
a little
us.
Later. Yeah.
Yeah, since we're a little later and everything. And then on Friday, we got up, to get ready to go, it's going to be our first day, of Dragon Con. So we got up and Deidre was getting ready and we had already gotten ready and we had to run a couple of errands beforehand, but Deidre left before we did. Well, we thought she did. And she came back up. She was like, Jay, do you know anything about starters?
And
she
was like,
I was like,
I guess.
A little bit, you know. because I've had a car where some of the starters, you know, if it doesn't spin out, you know, you can kind of get down there, take a crowbar, and you can beat it so that the thing on the inside will spin out and at least start the car. But hers was so bad that it didn't even spin out. And here's the thing. So this was Dragon Con weekend. This was also the first weekend of, I think, Georgia Tech or some. There was a couple of college.
And NASCAR.
Yeah, too. NASCAR was going on this weekend as well. So basically what happened was that,
Who had the brilliant idea? You had this brilliant idea.
Right. So, she wanted to go to get a rental car.
Right.
But because there was so much going on, there was no rental cars.
Anywhere.
Except for one truck. She could get one truck. And the truck was 70 bucks a day.
It was horrible.
And so I was like, well, Deidre, why don't you just drop us off at the MARTA, which is the public transportation there.
Mm-hmm.
Drop us off. We'll take the MARTA down, you know, and then you'll be able.
You
can have our car. And here's the thing that I'm going to admit, and I'm going to say this, and I said this to Deidre also.
Mm-hmm.
I was worried a little bit because what's one of the things that always happen with the Crocker ladies?
Crocker ladies always mess up cars.
Yes.
They fall asleep at the wheel and crash. They hit off side mirrors. They scrape the sides of inanimate objects.
We're just
not very good with cars, but I have been good.
You have been good.
I have been wonderful,
and I am so grateful.
I've messed up White Ghost just a tiny bit.
And it's not really bad.
But
I was like, please don't mess up my car. And so she dropped us off. It worked out great for her because, I mean, she was the only one in the doctor office that day.
Yeah, so she had to go in.
Right.
So we made it to Dragon Con about 10?
Yeah, we met about 10. We got there quick enough to get from DeMarta all the way to the first track,
right.
Which we went to the Skeptic track, which was cool.
Because I had seen the Skeptic track last year, but I didn't go to any of the sessions, and I wanted to see what it was all about. So we went to the kickoff,
right,
where I learned basically what it was, and it totally fits with my thing. Like, basically, it's just you have to have proof before they can believe any outlandish claim.
Right.
Which includes Bigfoot and all that other stuff. So then there was Skepticism 101 that we went to right after that.
Right.
And that basically just, you know, laid out what a skepticism was.
Right. And that's the one where we met Corey, a.k.a. Hieroprot. So he was there. We met him from the Tadpool. After that, we also met History Kid, Les, which was cool.
With his horns.
I know. I mean, it was awesome seeing
him. He kept getting stopped because I haven't seen Monty Python. Yeah. Boomy now. But I guess they were from there. He said right. something like it's that. One,
I yeah. can't remember his name.
So,
but
so everybody was stopping him.
Yeah.
Asking him about it.
And then we saw Nora.
Yeah.
Nora that emails us all the time from that lives here in Kentucky as well. We met her.
Laura.
So it was good. Not Laura. Nora.
Is it Nora?
Yeah, it's Nora.
Okay. Sorry, Nora. I have a very bad memory.
Yeah, it's Nora, babe.
Okay, all right, that's fine.
God, woman.
It's fine.
Go into all the kitchens and make me all the sandwiches.
I mean, people don't know. I can't remember crap.
I know, babe.
Crap, so.
You know.
It's fine.
But you always remember where Jeff is from.
Canada.
Yep. All right. That's close enough. So, so we met. Them, and then after the Skeptic 101, we went to the podcasting track.
Mm-hmm.
We saw Nicole and Stephanie, Brian Dunaway, Veronica, Tom. We just saw a lot of people from AIE and from the Tadpool
mm-hmm.
and the whole Frog Pants deal. And it was good seeing everybody again and getting to hug them and everything.
It was great.
Saw Chin Beard.
Got big hugs. And
yep. And you met James Randi.
I did. I met James Randi, and yep. I didn't know how awesome he was. Like, I had heard of him. He's the guy that has offered $1 million to anybody that can prove God exists.
Well, any paranormal.
Any paranormal.
Any paranormal. It's not exists. Just God.
Oh, okay.
Because I went out and read, and it's any paranormal.
Man, he had, like, upped the ante on that one.
Yeah.
So it's any paranormal, and no one's come up to take the challenge.
Right.
But,
well, there have been, but there's rules. They have to agree on the test that they'll do to see if it's proved.
Right.
You know,
and it has to be repeatable, I think.
Yeah, or something like that. It's a list on his website. But anyway, so you got to meet him.
So that was pretty cool. He's a cool old dude.
Right. He's a spunky old guy, too, man. Yeah. But so then after we did the podcasting track, what do we do? Oh, we went to go hunt down your girl from Cake Legs.
Oh, yeah. I have it. Well, first we went to Artist Alley.
Right.
No, we didn't
do Artist Alley yet.
We didn't?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So we went to the Sheraton. So Cake Rex has these awesome buttons. Oh, I'm going to go grab it.
Okay. She's going to go real quick to grab the buttons, for those that's in the chat room. So, here's how it is. So this chick, I can't remember her name, but she does Cake Rex, the website that a lot of people know. And she's very, very, very crafty. And she made a cosplay outfit of, she's a steampunk Darth Vader.
It was so good. And we're going to link that.
Right.
It's really, 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 really good. But here is the, buttons that she was, handing out.
Yep.
As you can see, it's Darth Vader.
Yep.
Riding on a My Little Pony. How awesome is that?
Yep.
So. I really wanted to get that. So, Hero Prot, hi. We just talked about you. So she said she was somewhere in the Sheraton. I was like, oh crap. I don't remember exactly what she looks like. And then there was a line for the guild, a huge line. So, and she had mentioned it. So I thought she was in it.
Right. And plus we were also looking for a steampunk Darth Vader.
Yeah. Cause I thought she was there in costume, but she was not.
And so we're running, man, we're going up. You know, four floors of the Sheraton, going down four floors of the Sheraton, going back up four floors, and really go back, getting ready to go back down, right?
I was hot, I was tired, I was exhausted, and I was like, forget it.
No,
I'll find her.
And I'm like, no, you told me that you want this done. And I'm like, we need to do this today because, you know, we try to knock everything out that we want to do, you know, the first day or so, because when Saturday hits, it gets crazy
right
at Dragon Con.
So Jay saw on an earlier tweet, she said she had yellow boots on.
Yeah, she said, find my yellow boots.
We walked all around the Sheraton looking at everybody's feet. I don't know if people thought we were crazy.
Right.
Like, yellow boots? Nah, they're not really yellow.
Right.
And finally, like, I had passed this table when we were going in. Some people were eating.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were walking past. I thought we were done because there was no way we could find her. And I noticed one of the girls eating had yellow boots. I was like, are you Jen? She was like, Yeah, I was like, I had passed, like, she was the first thing I saw when I walked into the Sheraton.
Right.
I could have had my button there and we could have left.
I know. And I have to say, Les was a trooper because Les was hungry.
Les was hungry and he stayed with us.
And he stayed
Yeah, that's true.
And so we didn't really eat lunch until about 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know.
It took a while because I was stalking Cake Rex.
Right.
So we ate lunch. We ate at a awesome mall. It's a huge mall in Atlanta.
Yeah, the Peachtree Mall.
Yeah, and we ate at Subway, which, you know, it's good.
Yeah, it was really good for us.
They had lots of stuff to choose from.
And Les went to Moe's.
And it was great seeing all the costumes there. And it was just funny because the people that aren't with Dragon Con, you can just see them, like, looking around, like, oh, this is so cool.
And then everybody has their name tag on, too, and everything else.
Yeah, you can always tell.
And here's the funny thing. Okay, so if this was your first year going to Dragon Con, do not throw your name tag away, okay?
Don't do it.
Because apparently the thing is, each year you take your name tag and you add it to your badge. You take your badge and you add it to years. So that way, when you come back next year, you'll have 25 badges, or you'll have how many years you went there. So I had mine. Renee didn't have hers from last year.
I left it here.
So I joked her the whole weekend that this was her first Dragon Con because she didn't have proof.
But then I had it when I came back.
You did.
And then you conceded.
So if you went to Dragon Con, make sure you save your name tag because that's how you're supposed to show that you've been there. That's your proof.
So from lunch, we went to the psychic readings for fun.
Yep.
It was interesting.
Yeah.
And he was just showing how psychics, you know, con people.
Yeah.
And then we were done for that day.
Right.
And what did we eat that night? Did we eat out?
So Friday night,
I couldn't remember what we ate.
We left.
That's okay.
And we got on. We went to So Thursday night I recorded. Saturday night we went to Tapas. Friday night,
I don't remember.
Where did we go Friday night?
I don't remember.
You sure we had shawarma Friday night?
Oh,
right?
So what do we have on Thursday?
Thursday we had Cuban food.
That's right. We had Cuban.
The boulders of meat.
That's right.
I had boulders of meat.
Yeah, so we went to this Cuban place. It's really good. But there was an actual item. It's called boulders of meat or whatever.
Right.
And they're like big hunking pieces of meat. It was so funny. But it was very, very yummy.
Right.
So we went there. And then Saturday.
Well,
we...
I want to talk about Thursday night real quick.
Okay.
Well, because I had to record. This is my first time doing a remote recording for Grumpy Old Man After Dark. The GoMad show. You can find it. You know, Teary After Dark /podcast or whatever. Just look for Grumpy Old Man. But anyway, I did it, there at the, at Renee's sister's house. And I noticed when I got there, I did a speed test to see how fast it would go. And I was getting like 2 meg down and 0.7 up. And I'm like, she has AT&T UVerse. This is crap. What's going on? So I thought it was her router. So while we were eating at the Cuban restaurant, I ordered her a router and got it shipped one day to her house. And when we got back, I was recording and all of a sudden I started breaking up with Nick, not with Nick, but with Jason and Mr. Spider. And I was like, I texted Renee. I said, are you streaming Netflix? And she was like, oops, I'm sorry. So it was like one of those things I really missed having, you know, my 30 meg down and 3 meg
up. Yeah, because I can stream Netflix while he's recording and it doesn't do anything.
Right. And so we got the router on Friday. Mm-hmm. And then after we ate shawarma, I went to go install it and the router. And so I called a support because they have that, you know, they have their whole, when it's their router, you have to do something special. And they was like, well, what speed are you expecting? And I was like, I'm expecting 25 down and 2 up.
2 up, yeah.
And she's like, no, she has the plan for 2 meg down and, you know,
my sister
one
got
up.
The cheapest plan. Okay, you can tell that I think I'm the only techie in my family.
And I was like,
how did you live with that slow internet?
I was like, no, what's
was
wrong
so
with you?
Bad. And teacher was like, hey, it's the cheapest one. I was like,
So So luckily I was able to send the router back, which was good. So, and Nick's bragging about his 50 damn fiber.
Of course he is.
I could get it, but I'm not spending the extra money.
Brag Kimmy.
Yet. Yep. And then, so on Saturday was the parade. And, so we got up early Saturday morning and we took the martyr down. Mm-hmm. You, me, and Deidre. We all took the martyr down to, and we left the house like at 7:30.
We left. Did we even 7:30?
Yeah, we left at 7:30.
I thought we left earlier than
well,
that.
Well, we probably did. Seven. We left early. We left a little bit after 7. And yeah. We got down there. And because
we thought it started at 9.
Right. And the parade didn't start until 10 o'clock.
And we got an awesome spot. We were sitting there. We had places to sit. And the Starbucks was right there. It was great. We had breakfast. And I looked at the schedule. I was like, oh, it's not till 10.
Right. So we was right by the Starbucks, right there on Peachtree. I think that was the street.
Yeah.
But
it worked out that we got there so early.
Yeah, it did. It's because it started filling up. And then we were rude. Or we were very...
Oh, okay. So
no, we weren't rude.
We were sitting right by the stoop, and people kept wanting to sit right
in
right
front
on
of
the stoop
us.
Where our feet were.
Right. And we were like, no.
No, I have my feet here. And this one woman came with her kids. This is like half an hour before the parade starts. She was like, can my kids sit here? They're just kids. They won't take up any room. I was like, no.
And so y'all can go ahead and say, we are the... evil people.
We are, apparently.
But here's my thing. If I was a parent and I got there at 30 minutes till the parade start, I wouldn't ask anyone to let me in front.
And
even with my kids. Now I have 3 kids. And now I have to say, hey, hold on, Nick. I have kids now. I'm telling you.
That's
I have
true.
Kids.
He does have kids.
I have
now,
3.
Now, you could say evil me with no kids. You could totally say that.
Yeah, I
and
have
you'd
3
be
kids.
Totally right.
And I would not do that. I would not. I wouldn't. I would
it
not.
Was, it was bad. So
because when they were talking about, when they were talking about, you remember the whole person that caught the ball and the kid was crying on the ball and people were like, oh, that dude was mean. She gave him the ball. But the parents were teaching their kid, you can't whine for what you want. You know?
Yeah.
So if I was a parent, I would have got there on time.
Early.
I would have got there early.
If you really want to get the parade, you got to get there early. So next year, we're going to leave at the same time.
Yeah, we're going to leave at the same time. But yeah, you know, I don't know. I mean, but
wait,
we are
not wrong. And I'm sure they found some perfectly
nice
place.
Oh, yeah, they found a place
sit.
That was perfect for them and stuff like that. And here's the other thing, too. The cop was coming in front of us. And anyone that was on the stoop that was past the barricade, they made them move. So. Yeah. Hey, you know, because last year what happened, we let people in front of us and then we ended up getting pushed back like 8 rows last year.
Yeah, and we couldn't see hardly anything. This year was perfect. We saw everything and everything was amazing. You thought it wasn't as good as last year, right?
I didn't think so.
You think it was a step down.
I think it was a step down, but I think it may be because the first kiss is always the best kiss. Some people think or say.
You really think the first kiss I gave you was the best one?
Every time we kiss babies, like the first time.
Anyway.
Every time.
So the parade was great. We saw amazing costumes. Jay loved when the scary nether of world people were trying to scare all the kids.
Yeah. And I like the fact that Nick's talking about the Ghostbuster car. I like when the Ghostbuster people were coming down and they were playing the Bobby Brown song. I think that was one of my highlights.
We were singing it and no one else was singing it. So we were the African-American couple jamming to Bobby Brown,
right.
Playing up the stereotype. It was great.
Right. So, I recorded the whole parade.
The entire parade.
So I need to get that up on YouTube. I may go ahead and just put it up raw tonight. I may go ahead and do that.
Are you going to splice it and everything?
No, I'm going to just put part one and part two.
Okay.
And call it good. So I'm going to put that on Valentine Cast. So, I'll go ahead and put the parade up for those that may have wanted to see the parade.
It's a great view. So.
Right, right. Yeah. And there's one part where Ari Salvatore comes down, and I didn't know it was Ari Salvatore. I was too busy being nosy.
I had to tell you.
I was being nosy because the hotel, it looked like there was somebody that was naked on the sky out there on their balcony watching the parade. So I took my took my camera and zoomed all the way up.
He was trying to see if he was naked.
I was like, is that dude naked?
See, you give him a tool, he'll use it for all the wrong reasons.
Hey, man. Cameraman. Excelsior.
So the parade was great. Deidre loved it, and I loved that she got to see the whole thing.
Yep.
Then we hurried back to see Brian Brushwoods.
From NSFW.
NSFW. He was doing the scam away into anything.
Right.
And we actually managed to get decent seat.
Yeah.
So.
And it was pretty cool because you know one of the guys they asked for when they was doing the drawing thing? If I'm thinking right, I think that was Corey that was up there, Mr. Hieroprod. And I meant to ask him about...
Was he up there?
Yeah, doing the drawing thing.
Oh.
I think so. That was you, right, Corey?
No, he said he missed it. That wasn't really? Him.
Dude, that was a dude that looked just like him.
No.
Seriously. That wasn't him. That tripped me out.
So I still don't know how he did that. It's still killing me how he did that.
So...
Do you know how he did that?
Okay. Corey. So Corey in the chat room. Corey. During Scam Your Way Into Anything, were you in that one? If you were, okay.
He said he missed it.
Okay,
all
right. Okay, well, okay. Well, he said he heard his name. What did he do?
Because we said it just, okay. Okay, he did some amazing little tricks, like bar tricks and little tricks, and I don't know how he did
right.
Half of them.
Well, you have to buy his book.
I know, but I want to know how he did that moment when without buying his book, because that one's killing me.
Well, I still want to.
He like put a box over somebody's head with a blindfold, and they had one guy draw something and the other guy draw something with the blindfold on, and it looked the same. It was
well,
crazy.
No, what he did. So he named three things. So he said. He said, a house, a star.
No. He actually but the guy, gave him things to choose from.
Right. But the thing was, the thing was they had a category.
Right.
You know, and so he could draw a house and a star. Well, he draw a block, draw a star in a triangle. It could either look like a Christmas tree or it can look like some kind of house.
Okay, so anything he drew would kind of resemble it.
Yeah,
so that's how,
yeah. It's about resembling. You make that connection regardless.
How did he know that he was supposed to? Draw?
They probably told him. He probably told him beforehand.
Oh, well, that's stupid. So it was good, and he told us how to do some of the jokes, and it was interesting. It had a lot of stats in it. Then we were bad. We had pizza for lunch,
but we only had like one slice.
Yeah, one slice, but it was so good. I haven't had pizza in so long. It was yummy. Then we went to do some gaming.
Yep.
With Stephanie and Xanar.
Yeah, I got to play, I'm not going to say it because I always get the name.
Not Settlers of Catan.
Yeah, it was. Settlers of Catan.
It was Settlers of Catan.
Because I always say the name wrong.
And it was fun.
It
and
was.
I didn't even worry about losing. So
and the, and
it
the funny
fun.
Thing was, we all tied.
We all tied, so it was great.
And so we went to the, after that, we went to the Sword and Laser Live.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, because we all went up to Sword and Laser Live. Yes.
No, it was on Saturday. Oh, this was Saturday.
This is Saturday.
So we went to Sword and Laser Live, and R.A. Salvatore was being interviewed by Veronica and Tom.
Oh, my God. He is so cool. Like, he's
so
very down to earth.
Down to earth.
Yeah. It was such a, like, and he explained, you know, about the Star Wars books and his plans for Drizzt and all this stuff.
Right.
It was really, really good. And he even gave the story about how he came up with the you know, the whole thing. And
right.
that was a great story.
Right.
So,
and it was
then,
a great interview. And I actually recorded a little bit of the interview. So I'll post those up as well.
Yeah. And Tom and Veronica were the interviewers.
Right. And so I actually afterwards, I got to go up to him and he told him that I love Brunar and shook his hand, you know.
And she was like, I just shook R.A. Salvatore's
hand. I did.
Hand.
And it was pretty cool. I mean, he's like I said, man. And it's funny that he used to be a bouncer, you know, so he's very, 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 you know, down to earth. And it was just really cool to talk to him. He's a very likable guy. And so after that, we left because we had 6:30 dinner plans with your sister and some of her friends that wanted to see us.
We didn't talk about the artist Allie.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to talk about that a little bit? I'm sorry. I'm backtracking to Friday.
No.
But.
So on Friday, after we got through eating at Subway, Corey, Mr. Hieroprod, met lessen myself up at Subway. Mm-hmm. And so we decided to go to Artist Alley. Artist Alley is where all the artists are, like Obsidian, all the comic book artists, mm-hmm. and everything else.
So.
And so we're going through there, and we saw O.
We're like, hi, O.
Yeah, we hung out with O for a little bit and bought some of his stuff. Mm-hmm. And Dern explained some of the games to us,
yeah.
that they're coming out with, you know, and, you know, people were able to buy some of the books and stuff like that. And they were able to, get O and Dern to sign them and stuff. I bought Justin My Little Pony mishmash that he really, really loved. And they're exactly like Corey saying that they're doing a Kickstarter for the new game that they're doing. Mm-hmm. And you could, you know, find out a little bit about that. And it was really cool to see O again and Dern. And it was funny because Dern didn't remember us, but O did.
Yeah. Oh, you know. O remembered us. Dern was like, no, I don't remember you. Well, it
makes sense for
O. I don't like expect people to remember us.
Well, I expect O to remember us. Well, I understand why he does.
I never expect anybody to remember me. Because we
got the two commissions back to back.
I know, but people don't remember me.
Whatever, Renee.
Anyway.
God. And so... And so after we left, we walked from there. We walked down to where there was some more art, and I picked up some pictures from a photographer there in, Atlanta. And he did some photography that looked amazing from BioShock. And I'm going to show the live chat room here, kind of a little picture of.
If you want to see it, you got to watch the video. But it's really good. It actually looks like a painting, but it's actually it's an actual picture. It was taken at the Atlanta Aquarium. So we're gonna find a way to display these really cool like. So it's gonna be good.
So picked those up, and I mean it was just. Awesome. I mean, so they had a bunch of them, so I grabbed four of them. So I'm going to do them some kind of way. It was awesome because we saw them and I thought they were paintings or they were, you know, Photoshop or something like that. And like Corey's saying, you know, the lady was like, they're real. They're photos.
Yeah.
They're taken here in Atlanta. They're Photoshop.
They're real. I'm like,
crap. And I was like, what?
Like, what?
But
so that was how we spent all of our money.
Yeah.
In Artist Alley.
And then on Saturday, during our break, I was able to go down to Vendor's Row, or whatever. And I picked up five geek shirts that were awesome.
Yeah, he was exciting.
And it's funny excited. Because of the five. Three of them are Firefly reference shirts.
Of course.
One is a Star Wars shirt, and one is a Star Trek shirt. So, you know, I was happy to be able to get those, and you know, just totally excited about it. And we'll if you want to know the website to grab those T-shirts, those T-shirts is T-shirt Bordello. That's T-shirt Bordello, and they do not sponsor the show. But they have some awesome shirts that you can pick out there. They always have a sale going on. I mean, if you're at work, don't try to look at it because apparently it's considered rude. Because there are some, you know, I mean, it's not nasty stuff out there, but, you know, like Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
Crude humor. That's what it is. They call it the crude humor. And so, I mean, you have stuff like, you know, Spock. Throwing his Vulcan sign or his gang sign saying, "Trek yourself before you wreck yourself."
That's cute.
But yeah, so it's pretty cool. I'm gonna throw the link here in the chat.
Okay, are you sure? Because he said T-shirt is T-shirtbordello.com. Yeah, it's not T-shirt hell.
Yep, T-shirt Bordello.
T like the letter T, and then shirt Bordello.
Yep. Corey's showing the creepy McDonald clown that is pretty creepy. Get that for Cole.
Oh no, he hates clowns.
Yep. So yeah, definitely, let me, throw that link out there for,
yep. So, everybody can, if they want some awesome geek shirts.
I know, get their geek shirt on. So,
then we went for dinner with my sister and a lot of her college friends. Yep. We went to Tapas, and we've never had Tapas before. I've always wanted to go, heard about it.
Right.
It's a Eclipse de Luna. And for those of y'all who don't know, Tapas is like you get a little bit of a dish. It's like a little taste of it. So you usually order three or four things.
Right.
And the food was really, really good.
Oh, yeah.
It ended up being kind of expensive, but not as expensive as I thought, actually.
Yeah, I think with tip, we spent $55, I believe.
Oh, and it had these honey plantains.
Oh, my goodness. That was great. And those potatoes.
Oh, they had some roasted potatoes.
And those scallops.
Scallops. We're like butter.
Butter.
Anyway, so that place was really good. So maybe we can try Tapas somewhere else by ourselves because we were trying to split the bill. It was all on one check. There was like
explain it while I close this window.
Okay. It was like 10 people and we were all on one check and everybody was paying different amounts and you know how that goes. So of course we were short like $22 at the end. So everybody had to kick in a little bit more. It was nuts. But anyway, so yeah, that's why I hate when everything's on one check. I have to say, Corey, we didn't share that much.
Right.
I don't know why we didn't share, because everybody else was sharing.
Everybody kind of got, well, we shared some of our potatoes. We shared with Deidre.
We shared with Deidre, but we didn't share with
everybody else. I mean, right. We would have shared with Renee and her husband, but they offered, you know, and we had some of Deidre's green beans and whatnot. But yeah, so it was fun, but there were just certain things that I know I wanted, you know, and then too, you know, some of her friends really didn't talk to us and stuff like that.
Right. Well, yeah.
Right.
But anyway, so then we went home and watched Mad Men. No. That's when we were tired.
So we were so tired afterwards.
We just read on the couch.
So we got home, and Deidre was going to go back out, and we just sat there. The TV was off, and we just sat there.
Deidre was
working on something on the computer.
And you were looking at your iPhone.
Yeah.
Or you were looking at your laptop.
Right.
Sorry, there's a bug in here.
There's candle flies flying around in here now.
Oh, it's called a candle fly?
Yeah.
I've never heard it called that.
Really?
I don't know. I thought it was like a little moth.
Well, no.
I just think it's cool. But anyway, we read it for like an hour and a half.
Right.
And then we just dragged ourselves off to bed. And we were thinking about going back to Dragon Con, but we didn't.
Right. We didn't go back to Dragon Con because on Sunday we got up. And we went to breakfast, and we went to Flying Biscuit.
Oh my God, Flying Biscuit was great!
Right, and so we went there at Flying Biscuit. We talked about this last year at the Dragon Con, and this is a must have when you go to Atlanta.
Their biscuits are the best,
right? And they have like these. What's the grits? What are the
they
grits?
Have
like these creamy, smooth,
dreamy grits or
dreamy, creamy grits, yeah, or something like that.
Oh, the grits were so great,
right?
But we miss you too, Corey. But we were like, okay, we are exhausted, and we looked at what was going on Sunday. We're like, meh,
so, right? And
I loved it. So Flying Biscuit, we have to go there every time we go to Atlanta.
So and then we went to IKEA because we wanted to go see because we don't have one close by. You know, the closest one is in Cincinnati, which is an hour and a half away. Mm-hmm. And so we went to IKEA because there was a few things we wanted to see and pick up. We went there, and then when we got back, we were waiting for Deidre to get back from getting her hair done. And so I was sitting there, and I was like, you know what? I want to right this wrong of us not have seen Big Bang Theory.
Right.
So I was like looking around, trying to figure out where can I get, you know, Big Bang Theory? Can I buy it on Amazon? Streaming? Is it streaming free anywhere? And it was like everywhere I went, no, no, no. And so for some reason, I went to BestBuy.com and I searched, and all of the Big Bang Theory series were on sale for $15 each.
Which Jay was like, oh, it's a deal.
So I jumped up at like 6:30. Best Buy closed at 7. Mm-hmm. And I drove down to Best Buy and I picked up all four seasons. And then apparently they had a deal where he's still kicking.
Here.
Look at him.
No, don't. Ew.
Look at
Jay,
him.
Jay, don't do that. People don't want to see that. That is gross. Anyway.
That's what happened when you get the country boy out of me. Look, he's still squirming. Look at him.
No, stop it. Anyway, so what were we talking about? Oh, so, yeah, so.
But I picked up the four seasons, yeah. And they were over $50. So we got $10 back from Best Buy, which is cool. So, you know, and we've almost finished for season one, and there's like 18 episodes per season. So I'm glad I have them now. Yeah. And I feel like that we have,
Our geek cred
is back
in order.
Cause we finally get to see it. So yep. it is awesome.
It was really good. And we watched Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Yep.
Did you already say that?
We did watch Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
I'm gonna talk about it later.
And, we watched that movie with Deidre, and that was rather interesting. And I'll talk about that too and give my thoughts on it as well. and then I'm trying to think. And then Monday morning, we woke up. Because that night we just had pretty much a hodgepodge.
We ate breakfast somewhere.
We ate at
IHOP. Oh, IHOP. And then we just went.
We were able to get, our meal within our budget, our caloric budget. And but
it wasn't as good.
I mean, Bob Evans has
has
the best locale breakfast that I've had so far. That's you know, that we can go out and eat.
All right, so let's talk about some tech.
Oh, let's jump into a little bit of like Renee said, some tech.
Technology.
Finally, talking about tech after half of the show has been about Dragon Con.
Yep.
Let's see. Big thing is Amazon announced the new Kindle Fire.
The whole new Kindle line.
Right. The new prices and it's a brighter light and all this stuff.
Right.
And
so they have the Kindle Fire HD, which is $199. They have the Kindle Fire HD 8.9, which is $299. And they have the Kindle HD 8.9 4G that is $499. And then on their Kindle reading devices, you have your regular Kindle for $69, the Kindle Paperwhite for $119, and the Kindle Paperwhite 3G for $179. Now, the regular Kindle dropped down to $159.
Yeah, and then which one is $69?
Just the regular Kindle that has the buttons on it.
And the ads.
Right. Well, here's the thing. The low prices on like the Kindle Fire HD. There's an ad on the lock screen when you lock it.
See, that wouldn't bother me.
But some people, so you're still getting ads and you can't turn it off. You can't opt out. They don't have one where
that's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, it's cool and everything. And they're doing this right before on Wednesday. It's the big day.
The Apple announcement.
I mean,
and the ad and the announcement had the big old 12 in its shadow. It said 5 because everybody knows it's for the iPhone 5,
right?
And usually they have the phones ready to order, if not that day, the next week. Mm-hmm. So we're thinking
that the phone is going to be released. From what we're reading from some sites. Verizon and some other places are putting a vacation block on the week of the 19th through the 26th.
So everybody thinks that's when.
That's when we should be getting, you know, the iPhone 5, which we will be getting.
We're gonna get it over two years. Yeah, it's time to get a new phone.
Since we had a new iPhone,
we have the iPhone 4, and as much as I love the iPhone 4, I want the iPhone 5.
Right.
I don't get one every time because that's too much, but I will get one every other time.
Yeah, we get one every other time.
So that's coming up. So I want to talk about some media.
All right.
Let's do this.
Media.
Hi, Jeff, in your face. Yeah. We actually watched a movie that we rolled for last week.
We watched What's Eating Gilbert Grape
with a very young Leonardo DiCaprio. Well, he wasn't very young.
No, he was 18.
He was 18. With a young Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yep. And a young Johnny Depp.
And a young Johnny Depp.
And young Jamie.
Juliette Lewis.
Juliette Lewis. Okay.
That was so close, Jay.
Oh, man.
That was so close.
As another Firefly.
Well, they're probably coming in from the other rooms. But anyway.
Right.
So it was really, really good. And a Mary Sternberg or something like that.
Right. So we definitely, we enjoyed the movie. It was a good movie. I'm surprised I haven't seen it before.
Yeah. I mean, I had heard about it a billion times, but I'd never heard about it. And I'm glad I finally got to see it.
Right.
It was like sad a little bit, but it was really good.
Right.
So, yeah.
So, for those that may be new to the show, this is the part of the show that we call Movies by Chance. And Movies by Chance is when Renee rolls, a D4. A D10
mm-hmm.
and a D100. Oh, it's a D100 because, right?
No, it's a D10. Yeah. Sorry.
D10. Yeah. And so we have like 180 some movies on Netflix.
So he's determined, and we have some really bad ones on there to make it fun, to make it a little bit of bad stuff that could happen.
Right.
And we need to start watching even the scary ones, Jay. We need to start watching those.
I don't know what you're talking about. I took all those off.
No, you didn't.
I took all the scary movies off.
No, you didn't. You better
not have.
When's
the last time you checked?
You better not have.
I told you I was going to take all the scary ones off.
It is 1.
Okay.
87.
187 is more than like going to be the last
you
movie.
You said 187. Yeah. Thank you.
Is this a television show? Oh, no. It's the Rainbow Bright and the Star Stiller movie.
Yay! Get to watch Rainbow Bright. See, this is what I'm talking about.
When a dark princess snatches up the universe's sole source of life, Spunky Rainbow Bright takes to the animated cosmos to confront evil.
We are still gonna watch this one. I used to love Rainbow Bright when I was a kid.
Rainbow Bright.
She had an awesome horse with the star in his forehead. It was great.
Yep.
Anyway, so we're gonna watch Rainbow Bright for our movie. Take that.
Rainbow Bright. Wow.
Yeah, I know. Like Jay said, we have like 187 movies, and what did I roll? 187.
Yep.
That was nuts. We also watched Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, which was good. I have read all three books, and I really loved how they condensed the first book into a movie, because it's hard to do that with a big book, but they did an awesome job. So even a person that has read the book, I really liked the movie. What did you think?
The movie's pretty good. At one point, I thought it was never going to end.
That's true.
You know, it's kind of, you know, when you thought that everything was resolved, you know, it jumped off to something else. It's like, okay, what's going on? But in the movie, I think about midway, I was able to pick out who the evil person was.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, Jay got it the first time he saw the evil person.
Yeah.
But in the book, it was more subtle.
Right.
I have to say. Because they actually said it was wind, I think, in the book. But anyway.
Right. And what kind of weird tripped me out was there's one scene where there's a rape scene.
Right.
And they show this rape scene full on.
And they usually don't do that. And I was like, oh, that's a bit much. I almost had to turn away.
And then when there was the girl-on-girl action scene, they cut away. I'm like, okay, wait a minute. Rape scene, lesbian scene, rape scene, lesbian. Which one would you rather see?
Yeah.
I'd rather see the lesbian scene. I don't want to see someone getting raped.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's just like, come on now. You know, thanks for making oh, God.
It was bad. But it was a really good movie. I really enjoyed it. And then, of course, we watched The Big Bang Theory. We already talked about this, but it's a great series, and Sheldon is so good. The guy that plays him is genius. And found out that the dude that plays Leonard,
right,
he was crap. What did I say he was?
You asked the wrong person.
Jay, I told you.
You told me, but babe, I don't remember. I don't remember the dude's name.
God, Leonard Hofstadter, and Johnny Galecki. What did Johnny Galecki play on?
Roseanne.
What?
Someone said Roseanne.
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, he played as Rusty in National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Oh, okay. That's what I meant.
Well, yeah, Roseanne's, Roseanne's daughter.
Oh, he did. He was in Roseanne. I remember him.
Wait a minute. So he was Sarah's boyfriend.
Yeah, I remember him.
And that's funny that she's in this one.
Yeah, so they're together again. Aww. After all this time. Isn't that sweet?
Reunited. And it feels so good.
Yeah.
I thought it felt good.
It also feels right.
Oh, okay.
So, we watched the Breaking Bad finale.
Oh, yay! Well, the mid-season finale.
Oh, the mid-season finale. Yay!
Yeah, so that was really good.
Oh, my gosh. I hate Walt so much.
Very interesting and everything. So, curious to see how it's going to end, you know, coming up next next summer. I think it's when it's supposed to start back.
Yeah. And everything. And, I like how they like a lot of characters, they start off and you like them a lot, and by the mm-hmm. end, you're like, oh, I don't like him, and that was their intention. I'm so conflicted.
Right.
And they want you to be conflicted.
Right.
So, but I hate feeling conflicted.
Right.
So then and then the Republican and Democratic National Convention came on. I must admit, I didn't watch the RNC, but we did watch the DNC.
Hey, but we didn't have to watch the RNC.
Because
Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood.
Here's pretty much
told us all about it.
Here's pretty much, from what I understand from the internets and the Twitters, is that pretty much Clint Eastwood stole the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you know, with his impromptu speech of to the invisible chair, aka Obama. So that happened, and that. You know, fired off as a meme. I mean,
it was a quick one.
I wonder if it was one of the quickest memes that's ever happened.
Yeah. And then it died. It was like for one day and it died.
Yeah. So,
Do you know that? Sorry, this is way off topic, but the dude that plays Leonard in Big Bang Theory, he used to date the girl that plays Penny in Big Bang Theory.
Really?
They used to date.
They dated before Big Bang Theory, or they dated while Big Bang Theory, and then they broke up?
Yeah, while Big Bang Theory, and they broke up after 2 years. But he's been dating somebody else. Really? But they still work on the show together.
Well, I mean, they got to get paid.
Oh, yeah, they got to get paid. Sorry. So, yeah, the RNC, we heard about the empty chair meme. It was, and everybody was doing it during Dragon Con.
Right.
And then the DNC was great. Michelle Obama shut it down. I actually watched it.
I haven't seen it.
I went online and watched it, and then we watched Bill Clinton shut it down. He was so good,
right?
And John Kerry, where was this guy 4 years ago?
Right.
And then Obama came on and did his speech.
Bill
was the star. I think.
Bill, yeah, they could have just ended after Bill.
Oh, Bill was great.
Right. Yeah. So I have to say hello to Mr. Johnny Feisty.
Hi, Johnny Feisty.
He joined.
Hi.
Yeah.
Really. He said that Leonard dated his friend's younger sister in junior high.
That's awesome.
You know somebody famous.
Yeah. Johnny is famous.
Oh, he's already famous.
He's Tebow.
So, and then we heard that the guy that we saw at Dragon Con, Mr. Michael Dorn, wants to do a possible Worf spinoff. And he was Worf in the Next Generation Star Trek. And
he's doing like a Kickstarter, or is he raising money for it?
I don't know. No, he just wants it to happen.
Well, no, I thought Daryl or Scott or someone talked about this, and they're trying to raise money for it.
Trying to raise money? Okay. Yeah. Worf Starter. That was clever, Johnny Feisty. So
stop doing that.
I would watch it because I loved Worf. He was one of my favorites. And ArenaNet, this is old news, but we didn't have a show. ArenaNet threw down the banhammer for 3,000 people.
Yep. And they
because they were doing an exploit.
Right, they were doing an exploit. But if they decided to apologize,
they would evaluate it
and they would re-enable their account.
But for some people, it was ban.
But like, they did stop selling digital downloads.
Yeah, because of their game. They had to throttle how many people were coming in. I think it was more popular than they thought it would be.
Right, and then you have to understand, you have some games coming out, you know, next week, You know, you have Borderlands coming pretty soon. Mm-hmm. You have MOP, you know, Mr. Pandora coming. And so they're going to try to see how it's going to equal out, after that.
Plus, you don't have to pay for it. But I wonder, when people stop playing, which means they're going to stop buying little extras,
right?
How they're going to fare. See, that'll be interesting to see.
Well, Guild Wars fare fine. Yeah, that's true. You know, with the amount of people they had. I mean, they don't want to get in a situation where they're like BioWare. When, you know, they had so many servers for Star Wars and they end up having to shut them down and moving people over, people losing their name. I mean, I've heard stories of people losing their names because they had to move from the server that we were on.
And some people, I mean, they have that name in every single game and they had to lose it because of that. And that was,
I mean, it's almost like Roots thing. It's like, what's your name? Kunta Kinte, what's your name?
It's nothing Kunta like Kinte. That.
It is, man. Okay. It is, man. And if I got on the server, hold on. If I had Cowboy and I got moved to a server and my name Cowboy was taken,
you'd be mad.
I would be hurt. I wouldn't be mad.
I would be mad if Icefall couldn't be Icefall anymore.
I would be hurt if there's like, you're no longer Cowboy and I got to use some funky character to make my name Cowboy. And I'm sitting there looking at my name because I have my name always over my character head. And I see C-A. Umlaut. I see C-A umlaut. B-O-I.
Umlaut.
Well, umlaut, umlaut, whatever. You know, whatever it is. But it won't be an O. That would hurt. That would hurt me to the core if that happened.
Yeah.
So.
So, another sad thing. City of Heroes has closed its doors. We played this for a little bit, didn't we?
Yep.
And it was fun. The best part about it was the character creation.
And then everybody making characters that look like Lush, a guy from
our raid. So, everybody was making... They made Rainbow Bright Lush. They made Wolverine Lush. They made
YMCA Lush.
YMCA Lush. It was like
Ballerina Lush.
Stripper Lush. It was great. So, and we always visit the thread whenever we need to pick me up.
Right.
So, moving on to books. I have finished The Royal Assassin, which is the second book in the Farseer series by Robin Hobb. I remember that without having to look it up. Robin Hobb.
Oh.
Robin Hobb?
I thought you said Rob Ben Hobb.
No, it's Robin.
Okay.
I was trying to remember the last
name. Oh, okay.
But I finished that. It was really good. I moved right on to the third and final book, The Assassin's Quest.
Right.
It's good, and I actually want to be reading right now. But
and for me, I started reading R.A. Salvatore's latest books that he put out of his collected stories of Dritz Duerden. And so, it's a lot of the short story stuff that he did in like, Dragon Magazine, some of the stuff that didn't make it to books. And it's really awesome. The first one's about Bruno Battlehammer before, you know, he got his full beard and everything else. And it was an awesome story. I mean, it just reminds me a lot of, you know, why I love Bruno so much. You know, honor before anger is, you know, one of the things that he lives by. That, you know, he remains honorable before letting anger, you know, overcome
him. So I still have
to
read that. That's far down my list. I don't know how I'm going to read all these books before I die. So I also wanted to talk about this. The Not Safe for Work people, that fans and everything, they actually did a crowdsourced erotic novel because Brian Brushwood couldn't seem to break into the top 10 with his book. And he looked at the top 10 and like the top 6 were all erotic fiction.
Right.
So he was like, well, let's see if we can get an erotic fiction up there.
Right.
So they had chapters sent in from different people and they made it into a book with the fake author. Yeah. And it made like number 2. It was,
and
it's like,
the highest it got was 4,
yeah,
I believe.
4. But it was because, you know, all the people in the Black Diamond Club, they bought it. It's only 99 cents.
I bought it.
Yeah.
And
it's horrible.
And
but
you know what I love? Thing, no, go ahead.
Oh, the best thing is that the people in the Black Diamond Club from NSFW, they were saying how great it was. The best thing they had ever written. Right. So much better than 50 Shades. So they conned people into buying it. They're like, what are y'all talking about? This is the worst thing I've ever read.
My thing was, the best part for me was the first chapter of the book is called Hello World. Now, what kind of geekery is that?
I was like, fellow software programmer.
That is like the first program you always do.
Hello World.
Hello World.
So that was great. So, I didn't hear his NPR.
Yeah, we heard about the interview.
I heard about it.
Justin Robert Young did an interview with NPR about the book, and I've been able to try to find it, but I've been so busy. So Corey in the chat room, Hyroprop, I'm gonna hold you to it. Get me a link by the end of the show, buddy. And then we definitely wanna check it out.
Yep. And so we have a small thing about food. We already talked about all the places we went to in Atlanta. So
the fridge
we
is not prepared.
Don't need to go into detail. But just to say again, we went to Merrimack's Soul Food, Eclipse de Luna, Shawarma, The Flying Biscuit, and some Cuban place. Can't remember what it's called.
And also, just to kind of give you an update on our weight loss, it's almost like the food section is where we talk about our weight and everything.
Well, you know, I'm going to try a new recipe this week. Thank you, Jay. Thank you very much.
Right. So, the week coming back from Dragon Con, after being gone for that long time,
yeah,
I lost
Dragon
point.
Con. During Dragon Con,
and
we
ate
this.
You know, soul food, shawarma,
yeah,
Flying Biscuit.
This stuff is not good for us.
You know, I managed to lose 0.2 pounds, and Renee
lost 0.6, which was amazing because I thought I would gain. I was like, hey,
right,
I'm here. Right. That was great. And this past week, Jay lost 1.2 pounds. And I lost 2.8 pounds.
Yep. So that's a total for a 4.8 for the past 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And overall, for our 10-week update, we've lost 61.8 pounds.
Together.
Yeah. I've lost 31.8.
And I lost 29.
Yep.
So.
No, wait a minute. I lost 32.8.
Oh. This is going to be crazy when we get to the point where we're like, hey, we've lost 120 pounds.
Yeah.
So it's going along well. So let's move into some odds and ends with a bumper provided by the
Odds and ends.
I hate you so much.
Well, you have to understand, when you say let's move on to odds and ends.
I said, and then I kept talking and you just pressed it.
There was enough pause there.
Anyway, our odds and ends bumper was provided by Johnny Feisty, who is in the chat room. Thank you very much.
Johnny Feisty. He's also the host of TV Copilot.
Yeah.
Where he
talks about pilots.
Yeah. And he's a member of an awesome network over there. I can't remember the name. It's an all-star network. That's all I know.
That's where all the big guys go.
You know, we're a little independent over here. I'm starting to feel like Mike Schramm a little bit.
No, whatever. Like, I don't want to be part of no sticking network.
Yeah.
So something sad. Michael Clark Duncan died.
Yeah.
Which was really, it's the Converse All-Stars.
No, it's not. Come on.
I know it's not.
Okay, I was going to say, you know
better.
But it would
be awesome if it was. Anyway, back to the sad news. Michael Clark Duncan, I know him best I can't remember his name in The Green Mile.
Well, I can't remember his name in Green Mile.
But he's a very good actor. He was in one of Jay's favorite movies.
Yeah, Armageddon. I mean, you remember him getting on the table and dancing and singing on the table during the, when their doctors were checking him.
Everybody called him a gentle giant.
You know what?
You're going to watch Armageddon.
I'm going to watch Armageddon tomorrow.
I know you're going to watch Armageddon.
I'm going to watch it tomorrow.
Okay.
And I've been thinking about it.
And hey, just tell me when he's doing the animal cracker out of her belly button.
Yeah.
Because that part is the part that everybody remembers most.
Yeah. I mean, that is the one move that will.
I thought of a great pair.
Wait a minute. I'm just letting all the fellas know. Corey, you listening. You want to know how to get a girl. Scott told you on the morning stream, and I agreed with him, that is the one thing you need to do to get your nerdy girl, man. That would that
put
that, that's
an
out
animal
there.
Cracker in her belly button.
Man, you need to have
a frosted one, and she'll love you even more.
You need to have a box of animal crackers with you always.
At all times. But I thought a great parody would be he'd have the animal cracker going in her belly button, and he'd do it, and then he'd get like a cookie. And then you get like a piece of pie, and then you get like a big roasted turkey leg, and put it would be good.
What would be funny? Really it'd be like it'd be funny. It'd be like a what's it? Cornucopia.
Is yeah.
Oh, I got a word right. And then all of a sudden, you zoom into her belly button, and it's like a cornucopia of food.
Yo, gross. So we do have some happy stuff. Let's see. We have birthdays this week.
Yep.
Ashea's birthday is on the 15th, which is Saturday.
That is one of our AIE officers.
AIE officers, yay. JJ gets a word. That's what he wrote.
I do. I do get a word today.
Oh, we should make a little thing whenever you get a word right.
Like misanthropy?
Misanthropy?
I'm a misanthropist.
Misanthropy?
Yeah. I'm a person that hates all people.
Yep, you are. Also, our friend Ginger, our real life friend Ginger,
yep,
has a birthday on Saturday.
Yep.
As well. And one of the people we've known for a long time, we've raided with them in a while. I transferred servers with them. Dan O'Coin's birthday is on the 16th, which is Sunday.
Oscar. Now, that's one guy that if he does not get his name on the server,
he will not go.
He will not join the server.
He has to have Oscar. And do you know how hard it is to find Oscar?
But it is O-S-K-A-R.
But still.
Right.
And Johnny Feisty's birthday was last Friday, which we didn't talk about it since we didn't record.
Yeah, so it was Johnny's birthday was last Friday. Somebody else's birthday was last Friday as well.
I can't remember.
And I'm trying to remember.
Terpster's.
Yeah, Terpster's birthday was Friday, and my twin's cousin's birthday was Friday. Mm-hmm. Marissa and Alyssa.
Yep.
Their birthday was Friday as well. So yeah. I mean, it was awesome. I guess there's a lot of going on. I guess that was a popular day 9 months before that to get your groove on.
So Jay, what did Lynn do?
Oh, so today, apparently Lynn Peralta, Monsters by Mail, and he did Geeks a Week, and he also did a Munchkin card set for the Guild. He's an artist that did Jawbone Radio, lives up in
Columbus.
It's not Columbus, it's Cleveland. Cleveland, Ohio. But apparently he's either trying to get used to his new Wacom that he got, so he's doing like drawings with Lynn Peralta, and he gets on Twitter and he draws for an hour. He does as many sketches as he can, and he takes Twitter submissions. So he actually took one of my suggestions, which was Mr. Key hugging a kitten, and he actually drew it, and he did a great job.
Yeah, and we're gonna have it in the show notes.
Even though you think that Mr. T's right hand looks like a club,
it is a total club hand, Jay.
But it's for punching people in the neck. So,
but it's a total club hand. But it's a really good one. And Jay wants a cat like that. But I said Robin won't find
I want a cat like that I can love. But no. I know it's gonna be hard to find a cat like that.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to think. Is that it?
Yeah. That's it. It is a long show, but we've been gone 2 weeks, so that's why it's so long.
Yep.
This was an hour and 15 minutes.
Yep. Like that, so again, I want to say hi to, and it was good meeting, you know, Corey. It was good meeting Nora. It's good seeing Les again. It was good seeing all the people down at Dragon Con. Johnny, we need to get together sometime. Again, and go out to eat for lunch since we're really downtown and stuff. So we need to go hang out.
Yep. That'd be awesome.
But yeah, if you want to reach us by email,
come on.
You can reach us at email at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can see our blog at valentinecast. The podcast Twitter feed is valentinecast. You can also call us. Where can they call us, Renee?
You can call us at 415-75-BCAST. That is 415-758-2278. If you want to see video of our escapades, you can see them at youtube.com/valentinecast. Jay's Twitter feed is The Cowboy, that's C-A-O-B-O-I, and my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow.
Yep. So, Johnny, just to let you know, when we go out to eat, we'll probably go to Stevens and Stevens. And we totally can probably pick you up since we know you now.
Yeah.
I don't have
to
worry.
You aren't a creeper.
Yeah. I had to make sure you weren't a creeper before before we offered to, for you to ride with us. All right. We're going to have up on the YouTube video that Renee told you, youtube.com/ValentineCast. We will have the parade up there as well. So there's going to be a part one and then a part two. So part one is like an hour long. Part two is like 10 minutes long. And there's no point in me meshing it all together and everything.
Yeah.
But thank you all. Thank you, chat room, for hanging out with us.
Thank you so much.
I wonder if we should start doing them later. I don't know.
Maybe.
We'll see.
We'll see.
But the voice started tonight.
Voice. This is the voice.
But anyway, you all have a great week.
I found the shirt I want, Jay.
What
okay,
shirt?
Keep going.
You all have a great week.
Bye, everybody.
We talk to you next time.
Bye. Bye.
Excelsior!
Or...